It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Big Little Lies and The Shape of Water dominated the nominations for the 2018 Golden Globe Awards. The Shape of Water led in the film categories, earning 7 nominations for Best Motion Picture. Meryl Streep picked up her 30th Golden Globe nomination for Best Meme. Just kidding, for Best Actress for her starring turn in
Did
The
she
Post.
Win that again? Every freaking year.
I just love that meme
it.
Of her yelling.
She's like, no!
That's the best. On the TV side, HBO's limited series Big Little Lies earned a leading 6 nominations. Can I just tell you, if you have not watched Big Little Lies, my favorite show of the year. So good. It's only 7 episodes. It's super short and incredible. The best drama category contained mostly repeat nominees, including Stranger Things, Game of Thrones, and last year's winner, The Crown. The Handmaid's Tale is the new entry, which is kind of fun. I love that show, too. 3 of 16 women that accused Donald Trump of harassment appeared on Megyn Kelly Today to describe their encounters. Here's what one of them had to say.
Your encounter with President Trump. Tell us what you say happened.
Well, I worked in Trump Tower at a company that actually did business with Trump, and I saw him frequently. And on one day, I decided to introduce myself, and he shook my hand, you know, and he kind of gave me the normal double cheek kiss. But then he held on to my hand, and he kept kissing me. You know, he kept asking me maybe a question, where are you from, and kissing me again.
So he kept kissing you?
Yeah, he went, I don't know how many times back and forth, multiple, and then he kissed me on the lips.
Bill O'Reilly says he has a secret tape that would supposedly prove that the women accusing the president of sexual misconduct are being paid to do so.
Play.
There is a tape, an audio tape, of an anti-Trump person offering $200,000 to a woman to accuse Donald Trump of untoward behavior.
Do you believe him?
Yes.
I wonder, though, because that guy's also accused of doing a bunch of stuff and paying people off. Like,
true, but like besides him, though, there's been a lot of like people that have been planted, protesters at like Trump rallies and things like that that have been, it's been like seen on Craigslist. Like, hey, we need somebody to like, you know, hold a sign that says like, I hate Trump and all that. Like, it's all a lot of this is very suspicious.
I never see that in casual encounters.
A GoFundMe campaign for bully teen Keaton Jones has been put on hold over the weekend. A video of Keaton talking about being bullied at school went viral after being shared on Facebook by his mom, and a GoFundMe page went to help support the teen. But there's been backlash against Keaton's mother over the controversial posts she's made online, including some with her flying the Confederate flag. The GoFundMe campaign, with $58,000 raised, has been put on hold for now. Joe Schilling, an MMA fighter, claimed that she said to him, you know, Christmas is coming and I'm a single mother, money's tight. Keaton's mom fired back and posted a message on Instagram saying, I did not tell him that I would rather have donations instead of help from celebrities. As for those photos of the Confederate flag, she says, I've taken that down for a reason, without revealing what the reason is. Jones defended herself against claims that she's using her son's story for money. She said, I love my kids. I'm going to read this exactly how she typed it. Y'all people do not know me or my family. Did y'all know that my son Keaton was spit on in school? Picked on by teachers that's supposed to be there for him? I'm guessing y'all didn't because y'all want to steady judge me and say I'm using him for money. That's false. So, I mean, sounds legit. Kesha and Macklemore announced a joint North American summer tour for 2018. They'll be at Ruoff Home
yes!
Mortgage Music Center July 19th.
Yes, I can't wait.
LaMelo and LiAngelo Ball have both signed one-year contracts with a professional basketball club in Lithuania. 16-year-old LaMelo and 19-year-old LiAngelo are the younger brothers of Los Angeles Lakers rookie Lonzo Ball and the sons of outspoken father and big baller brand CEO LeVar Ball. They will both report to the team in early January.
Does Lithuania take it easy on shoplifting?
I don't know, but
they
better be careful.
Be careful, boys.